Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
Hey, what up, girl?
Hey, girl. This is Tam Bam.
And this is AJ.
And we talk back
on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
It's our very first episode, and I'm so excited. Like, how you feel, AJ?
Girl, I feel fucking great on this Casamigos. So I'm AJ, and I'm originally from Chucktown, Charleston, South Carolina.
Box you and I. That's my Charleston imitation.
Boy, you know.
Boy. Hey, box you and I, boy.
I am a serial entrepreneur. I dibble and dab in a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Scammer.
Shut up. Whatever, bitch. I am into white collar crimes. I do like mortgage fraud type
Listen,
shit.
She's just playing law enforcement if you're listening. Just keep talking.
But actually, I do own and operate a commercial furniture installation company. And I do have a food truck coming in spring to Charlotte, North Carolina. Woo-hoo. Trap Veggie. So look out for that. And I'm a struggle meal connoisseur. And I'm just happy to be here.
Man, these meals be good as fuck.
I am excited to be doing this podcast with one of my very, very good friends. I wouldn't want to be doing this shit with anybody else.
Aww.
So I just want to tell you a little bit about myself.
You want to fuck me?
Girl, bye. I do not like oysters. I mean, on humans.
Oh, I love
human oysters.
What you trying to say about my vagina?
Bitch, I don't like nothing slimy. Okay, that's how I know I can never be a lesbian. Shit is fucking slimy.
Girl, the way you was shucking them oysters at your house, I can't believe it.
Look, but I stopped eating it when I saw a fucking worm in one.
those same ones we were eating that day?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Eating them raw? You get worms when you eat it raw.
Okay, everybody, it's me, Tam Bam, and I'm that bitch that you don't want to miss every Thursday, okay? I'm a hairstylist by day, and I'm a fucking superhero at night. I wear a smock and a cape, bitch. I'm originally from the metro, which is Columbia, South Carolina. Stand up, South Carolina. I love y'all so much. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina now, where I have my hair salon. It's Tamala Bowen Vanity Studio, so check it out, y'all. You gotta pay for the hair, but the entertainment is free. And honestly, I'm just so grateful because not everybody has the opportunity or the confidence to just be their authentic true self. Because the world around you will stifle you and make you afraid to be yourself.
Yep.
But let me tell you who ain't. Tam Bam and AJ.
Hey.
And so we gonna say the shit you probably thinking.
But can't say. So the main complaint black men have with black women is that we just don't shut the fuck up.
That's
so
right.
While you doing your dirt, we just talking all shit. While some ethnicities probably be a little bit more like, not submissive, but what's the word I'm looking for?
White.
Bitch, what?
Oh, my bad.
Like, what's the word? Passive.
Okay.
So we don't shut up. Thus, we talk back.
Overall, the premise for this show is to create a safe space where black women and women of color can come together and talk shit and be empowered and feel loved and have joy. That's all this is.
So we got a lot of great segments for the show. One of them we want to introduce right now is our random sex facts. So apparently, humans are just a sophisticated animal. And the only thing that separates us from animals, essentially, are laws and religion. So I'm a little slew-footed. So apparently I'm related to penguins. Because the random sex fact today, it says that female penguins engage in a form of prostitution.
What?
Not to say I'm a prostitute, but you got to have my fucking resources, sir. So it says researchers have repeatedly observed female penguins exchanging sexual favors with male penguins that aren't their mates in exchange for pebbles they will use to build nests for their babies. So essentially the pebbles are equivalent or would be the same as money.
Penguins need stones to build their nest, which is where females lay eggs. And if a penguin couple finds themselves lacking in stones, the female takes it upon herself to provide for her children, which we would do because they said mamas come with a loaf of bread. Okay, so when her mate isn't paying attention, she'll sneak off and have sex with males that have a surplus of stones. That's right. Penguins will trade sex for stones they need to build a nest.
That penguin was like, I got a pocket full of stones.
Yes. Yeah, so shit. Basically, I'm with that. You got to take care of your kids. You know, when men pay child support, they're always concerned about what money the woman is using to pay for what. You can't differentiate what money is what money. And if I need to get money from Joe Smo and I need that child support check to support these kids, whose fucking business is that? Right. I don't understand.
I agree. And I'm here for the penguins. Do what you need to do, sis.
Hold on. Oh, that's a duck.
I don't know what sound does a penguin make.
I don't know. Obviously, they be moaning all day because they going with the penguins who got the most stones, honey.
Hold on. Before we get into anything else, let's pay some bills real quick.
So today, we got a real good episode lined up.
So yes, it's so much fun. You're going to hear from some gentlemen today that are sharing with us why they cheat.
Or have cheated.
So maybe the one that's cheating on you is one of these next.
You know, because my philosophy is women need a reason. Men literally only need a time and a place.
An opportunity.
Yes.
So here's the kicker. We put that witness protection shit over their voice and it got them to be a little bit more honest than someone that you could pinpoint who the fuck they are.
So our first guest is your certified hood nigga.
Quintessential hood nigga for sure.
Listen in.
Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Appreciate y'all having me, man. Doing good, just getting up, you know, starting my day.
What that breath smell like, though?
She said, "With that, nah, I don't brush my teeth. Whatever, I gotta make sure I keep my diamonds wise, man, you know."
Oh, so wait, you have diamonds in your mouth?
Yeah, I got flawless diamonds, 10 and 10, you know.
Okay, well, that's like top and bottom diamonds.
Yeah, you know, you can see me on your local. You know, I ain't even gonna put all that out there. I ain't gonna show you to find that, but you know, I'm out there with it.
Okay, I see you, Mr. Marcellus Brown. So
you
didn't
see me yet.
Facts.
For sure.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. Born and raised, you know, the east side. Okay. Currently at this time, I do a little bit of everything. When it comes down to the freelancing, I'm an entrepreneur, businessman, manager of the music industry. Got a couple artists out there who I work with. I ain't going to put their names out there because they're going to figure it out too easy. But, yeah, man, I'm a hot tamale, man. I could definitely say I'm somebody out here.
Okay, hot tamale.
And later on after this call, maybe we could talk about some other things.
Oh, shit.
Show you some shit.
Oh, shit, Mr. Brown. All right, so the conversation at hand is, you know, why you keep stepping out in a relationship, like why you can't keep your dick to yourself. So, are you currently in a relationship?
I like to think so. You know.
You like to think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think if she thinks that, then you know, we can say that. Yeah, for sure.
Wait. So, if the woman thinks that y'all in a relationship, y'all in a relationship?
It's like this, man. I gotta please my women, you know. So she feel like that's what's gonna take for her to be happy. I'm gonna make her happy.
Even if you're not really in a relationship. You don't
know. Nah, I take care of my women. So, you know, I'm in a relationship, but I'm in situationships at the same time.
Wait, so you have one main relationship and then you have little outside little things.
For sure. I think that's the way it is right now.
Do the outside women know about your main?
Oh yeah, for sure. They gotta know.
But how much do they know? Do you pillow talk with these women?
Nah, they just need to know not to call me unless I call them. You know what I'm saying?
And they okay with that.
The biggest thing, yeah, because I take care of them as well. Pretty sure they got their own things going on. I don't trip on them too much. I keep it playing.
Wait a minute, man. So hold on, let me ask you this, Mr. Brown. How old are you?
Currently, I'm 29.
Okay, 20 women. How old are they?
Yes, how old are these women?
Oh, they range. You know, my old lady, you know, that's what I like to call my main girl, my old lady. The reason why I call her my old lady is I spend the most time with her. She stayed down with me. That's my old lady. But she like 31, got me a little 24-year-old. She keep me, you know, up to date on the fashion and shit. You know, everybody play their own role.
Okay, that's interesting. And you say they know about each other, like they saw each other, they would be like, hey, girl,
hold on, you mean?
My old lady don't need to know nothing about none of that shit.
Okay.
Basically, what I got going on with her is exclusive. She, you know, eventually one day that's going to be the mother of my kids. And she know what's going on, but we don't talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing to be discussed.
Okay.
So she gives you zero fuss about your outside activities.
She do, but I it's like she'll talk, but at the same time, I know how to handle her. You know what I'm saying? I know how to get her back together. Sometimes she get a little straight. Got to bring her back to the stable, man.
And how do you do that?
A makeup bag or some
dick and some money?
Nah, I mean the dick is what got her, but you know I done came up since then, so she see what kind of lifestyle she living right now, and shit. I ain't saying another nigga can't give it to her, but they can't give it to her.
Interesting.
Do you have unprotected sex with a 24-year-old?
Nah.
Oh, you always strap up.
She sucked my dick and shit, but you know, I ain't wearing no. I think a nigga gay if you wear a condom when he give his dick up.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gay, but
maybe why? He lame. No, he gets stuck with a condom on.
Like, I mean, just think about it. Like, you ever blew a bubble with rubber? Like, she fuck around and choke herself.
And die.
Feel me? I ain't trying to have that shit on my conscience.
All right. Okay. I respect that. Do you ever feel any guilt about, you know, going outside of the relationship with your main girl?
No, hell no.
No guilt. So
I can't, because I mean, if I feel guilt, then I mean, I feel like I shouldn't be doing it, and I don't feel like that. I mean, I feel like my girl, she there for what she there for, and which is to maintain and uphold the household. But a lot of times, you gonna get what you get in your old lady that you gonna get out here in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Like
and
what?
Shit, it's a lot of things. You know, I mean, every man got his own. You know what he like and what he don't like. Me personally, my old lady, like she went to school. You know what I'm saying? She a travel nurse, and she getting on her bag. She trying to goddamn go back to school, get her master's, and better herself. But at the same time, she boring.
Oh, so she's more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the fun girl, the 24-year-old. Yeah. Like
the fun girl.
Yeah. I ain't even going to say my girl not fun. We have fun. We laugh. You know what I'm saying? We go on little picnics and dates and shit. That shit cool. But, you know, my 24-year-old, she might pop up on me and tell me about the new J's that's coming out that she know I fuck with. You know, my girl don't know shit about none of that shit. She really try to get me to stop doing shit. I'm too old to be worrying about shit like that. And I feel like I'm only as old as I feel. And I feel like that's the type of shit that I like.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I wouldn't want to let her go because of that little simple stuff. But she don't just have all the qualities I want in a woman.
Do you ever, like, talk with the side bitch about your relationship?
She don't even know. That's disrespectful. I don't do that. That's disrespectful. She don't even know shit. She don't know her name.
She don't know her name.
Right.
She know her
Instagram
page.
Nah, my girl don't have Instagram. She don't do none of that. No Instagram, social media. She focused. She on her grind. She not like these hoes trying to get attention.
She don't do no social media. But what about Facebook?
She got Facebook, but the only people she follows are her parents. You know what I'm saying? She got like 100 followers. You know? Shit ain't shit.
What's the reward for being a recluse like that?
She don't want for nothing. She don't need for nothing.
Do you think she betrayed the things and stuff like that for her man to be 100% faithful
fully
to her?
Fully committed to her alone?
She'll be stupid as hell. It's like this. It's like this. You can fuck with a nigga that got time, or you can fuck with a nigga that got some money.
Yeah, you gotta make your mind. Because obviously, you got time to fuck with somebody else. You got time and money.
Nah, my girl, she a travel nurse. She out of town right now. I'm at the 24-year-old house right now. She actually just went to go do her little part time at the mall. Shit, I'm over here keeping me watching goddamn Yana and shit.
So let me ask you this. If you were to get the 24-year-old pregnant by accident, what would that look like for you?
Y'all said y'all disguised my voice, right?
Yes. You're totally protected.
She got to go.
She got to go?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, shit.
Where she got to go?
She got to go.
Like, die, go, or are you just getting rid of her?
Look, Tammy, that's your name, right?
I don't know. Wait a minute.
I mean, respectfully, that's your name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, some things ain't got to be said. She got to go.
You're not even going to give her an opportunity to say, hey, I'll get rid of it?
Oh, no, she already know that, but if she even come talking to me about anything else, she got to go. Because this shit don't come before what I got going on at home. You know, this shit fun. I'm going to take care of her, make sure, you know, everything taken care of. She good.
Have you ever had therapy?
Right.
I really think I could be a therapist.
Oh God. Do you see yourself
ever committing?
Yeah, like how long will this go on? Or is this just like a lifetime thing for you? Could you be in like a polyamorous relationship where it's kinda like fully open with both parties, that way there's no deceit involved?
Nah, she better not ever step out on me. You dealing with a complex type man like myself. Some things that my mind can handle, you might can't process. I don't need you getting confused. I need you focused.
Yeah. You almost sound like you speak like a pimp almost.
No, right? No, never.
I feel like I have to focus on nothing, baby. Follow me and bring me the money back.
It's not more of a pimp. I would say more of a guidance counselor. You feel me? I want to get to a common goal so we both can be successful.
This nigga said he a guidance counselor.
Yeah, I'm right.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Brown. You have a good day.
Did he just blow a kiss?
Oh. Bye, nigga.
That was a very interesting.
Yeah, he's like in my DMs right now, like saying all kind of crazy stuff. Like,
now look, these are random people.
Chill out, bro.
Social media.
It's not happening. I'm not getting involved in no shit like that.
Like he wanted a little polyamorous relationship.
That's what he needs. He just needs, like, I just feel like if you're someone who wants a bunch of women, why don't you just be honest and y'all find women that are down with it? Like, why it always gotta be so?
Because I believe the deceit is a part of the whole shit.
That, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yes. I think it makes it fun for them.
Sneaky Link is like on an all-time high right now.
Like, Sneaky Link?
Oh, yeah. It's like, if Sneaky Link was a stock right now, bitch.
Hello, Sneaky Link.
I'm not sneaking to do shit. All right, for 2021, I decided that I'm going to practice safe sex, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about a condom, because, I mean, I am going to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
But SAFE is an acronym. And it stands for, the S is for, it's not secret. No deceit is involved. Nobody's mm-hmm. sneaking around. The A is for, abusive. It's not abusive sex. F is, it doesn't alter feelings. So, like, you're fucking to make me feel better over something I'm sad about or something like that.
Right.
And then the E is for, it's not empty.
So how do you have just sex and it not be empty?
I don't just have sex. That's the thing. I'm not going to partake in sex that doesn't have...
You want meaningful sex, yes, for 2021.
It needs to be a reinforcement of feelings that exist with someone. That's it. So sorry, guys.
No frivolous fucking this year.
Nope. No vacation pussy. None of that.
No birthday pussy.
Nope. It's over.
No vacation bae pussy.
No. Sorry. Damn. So I'm just going to get a very... high pedigree dog. And that brings me to our next person. So you'll understand what that means very soon. Our next person is our corporate
man.
I'm struggling. That's a shame that I'm struggling.
She want to say corporate nigga so bad.
All right, corporate man. There, I did it.
But before we get to our next guest, we have a few words from our sponsors. This is going to be your more high value grown man. All right. And we are going to hear how he feels about
high value. He's more high value.
High value to me makes it, to me, based on the conversation, he's more responsible than our last caller.
Okay, absolutely.
If I was like 25, this nigga would have me, okay?
Right, absolutely. But at this stage of my life, no. So, all right, I want y'all to listen to our corporate man and see and see what you think in comparison to our street nigga. See, I can say street nigga, but I can't say corporate nigga. Like,
high value.
All right, so y'all listen in. Hi, this is AJ and Tam Bam from We Talk Back. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for participating today in our conversation about keeping your dick to yourself. I want to... You don't keep... All right, we'll get into that. Just tell us just a little bit about yourself, Nathan. Who are you? Like, who are you? What do you do? Where are you from?
I'm a 40-year-old guy, black, well-to-do guy in the middle of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. And when you say well-to-do, like, what do you, what kind of work do you do? Are you corporate or are you, you know, like?
Well, I've been an intrapreneur, meaning I sell for companies for my most of my career, which allows me to create a lot of other revenue streams, which is, that's kind of what I do. So I'm both, but I do pretty well for myself.
Okay, cool, cool. So let me ask you this. Are you currently cheating on someone right now?
Are you currently in a relationship?
No, no. So I am single now, and when I am single, I am a whole type of hoe, and I'm okay with that. And but when I'm in a relationship, in general, I don't cheat. I toward the end of my marriage, it became the edges became a little foggy. But in general, when I'm in a relationship, I don't cheat because I just don't. My ego won't allow me to get caught cheating, and so it's rare that I'm going to allow myself to get caught up in something that I would have to admit to or something like that.
That's a different way,
right? Being used. Yeah, I like that. I mean,
a lot of times people will cheat because of ego,
right? You interesting. Cheat. You don't cheat because of your ego because you don't like to be wrong.
Exposed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, imagine that. But what you gonna do? Someone dead ass catches you doing something. What are you gonna do? Just sit around and up? You look like an idiot.
No, you're gonna flip it on them and make them.
That's how ego uses it.
You're right.
I think that's a largely a waste of effort. But I'm not saying that I haven't done it before, and I'm not saying that when I did it, I felt bad about it. Because I felt I was justified in some of my behavior. But yeah, in general, I'm not a cheater.
In general, okay. Yeah. So let me ask you this: you said something earlier. You said you're a whole hoe versus a half a hoe. What does a whole hoe look like?
When I'm single, I don't have any allegiance to anybody that I don't have a relationship with, and I don't enter into a relationship without a strict conversation and that understanding. So I'm okay with, you know, whatever, and I do whatever I want to do.
And you're using condoms a lot when you're single, right? Or no? Do you have anybody that you don't use a condom with?
It'd be accidental, I'll tell you that. But I, certainly we've had drug nights where, damn it, you know, what the fuck did I do? But I went and made sure that from a pregnancy standpoint, I've handled my side of that equation.
Pull out.
So I don't, no, pull out. There's so many, half of us are born on pull out, right? And so I went and got a vasectomy because I don't want any more kids.
How many children do you have?
More than three. Less than six.
four to five kids.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah, so I'm good on kids, and I don't wish to, you know, be a 50-year-old running behind a 10-year-old somewhere. And so I'm good. And so because of that, I kind of take my choices of who gets my last name very seriously, and I'm good on that right now.
So do you want to, I heard you say you were married once before. Do you want to be married again?
Yeah, I would marry again.
You would marry again.
I think that marriage is a good thing. Now, understand that getting married at 40 is a different calculation than getting married when I did earlier in my early 20s, because we are marrying before. You're marrying for a life. We're building a kid together. We're building children together, a family, a tribe together. And now, largely, we're going to, let's go on vacation and fuck all the time. And it's just a different calculus than I did when I was 20, you know, in my early 20s.
Right.
So basically you're saying you want someone to fucking travel with as a wife, and that's about it.
Yeah, no. I'll have fun with a lot of these, young women. But in general, the women that I date are going to be more age appropriate, and they're going to be, mature enough to handle my life, meaning that I have a complex life, a lot of different people that make me money. And so she needs to be able to be with me while we're doing that. And that's what I demand now. But, you know, that's just not, I'm not a sugar daddy, so I'm not.
Damn, no sugar daddy. We like sugar daddies over here.
I'm sure you think you do, but that's just not what we're doing over here, you know?
Are you exclusive to Black women?
During the daylight, I'm sure that.
What the fuck? Wait, yeah. What?
No, yeah. So,
what's your preference?
Absolutely. Absolutely, very much publicly, I only date Black women. I try to be very loyal to Black women. I really believe that that's the right. It's very hard sometimes because I've been very disappointed with a lot of the interactions that I have with Black women. Outside of that, I'm not against white women. I just in general don't like their vaginas, and I don't want to have sex with them. And I, you know, they're just, you know, they're okay. But I think that that's not who I'm gonna be. You know, waking up to when I'm 60, probably not. So she doesn't quite understand the struggle. She doesn't understand what we go through. She doesn't quite get it. And so while it can be a lot of fun, it's just it's a culture difference, and you know that's going to just kind of limit me from reaching what I want to do.
So when you said, because you said you have cheated, but generally you are exclusive. When you made that decision to cheat, What was the thought process that allowed you to give yourself permission to do that?
It was Maker's Mark.
Oh, liquor.
I was, by the time that I started, like, honestly cheating, I had already moved out of my home. I was sleeping in a hotel room because I was already separated from my ex-wife. And I was, like, on month two of me living in a hotel, and basically a girl from work wanted to come over and have drinks after work and just hang out, and we ended up drinking too much and we're there.
So cheating wasn't the reason you got divorced. It wasn't because of infidelity.
No, it was no other. There's nobody that I went to when I left my home.
Did you cheat in your marriage? Did you cheat on your wife
before you separated?
No, there's never been a day where I'm going home to my happy wife when she's, you know, we're in a relationship, and I'm cheating. I just left another woman. That never happened.
Okay.
Certainly when I was in a hotel room, that kind of started a whole different path. It's like, yeah, well, I'm done with this relationship.
Living in a hotel gave you the opportunity, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I didn't have an objection. I was sitting there in the hotel room jacking off by myself for, you know, a month. And it wasn't until that, you know, somebody else was involved. And then after that, it became more of a regular occurrence because I was like, you know, fuck it.
So let me ask you this. Prior to you moving out of the house, when was the last time you fucked your wife before you went to that hotel? Because obviously y'all were on the outs.
Yeah, maybe it was some, it's like we don't like each other anymore.
It starts for us mentally. So if I'm unhappy, my pussy is just not
getting wet.
Yeah. It's not going to
work.
Damn. Yeah. That makes me sad. No, I'm just imagining, just thinking about being in a marriage and feeling that way.
Yeah, it happened.
How long were you married?
Almost 10 years.
Okay, wow. So a long marriage. Well, I mean, considerably, because you're only 40. So that was a good portion of your adult life. So let me ask you this. Do you feel like, because I heard you say you said back home and now you're saying Atlanta. Do you feel like dating in Atlanta is a different ballgame?
So I think Atlanta becomes a bad cocktail of ambition, misinformation, and toxic feminism. And so we put all those things together. That is dating in Atlanta. And it's a lot of very ambitious people here. You don't have to be in a relationship. And frankly, most of us are, you know, we wouldn't understand it, but we're all kind of poly here. And it's really a thing that we kind of step back and look at.
So when you say toxic feminism, explain what that is for me, please.
Oh, boy. So
what does it mean to you? Because to me, it's like too many alpha females in Atlanta, too many women that may have their own. So it's like, I don't need a man type attitudes or
whatever. Yeah, you want to encapsulate it. That whole I don't need no man type of statement. That is a statement of toxic feminism, in my opinion, because you're saying, wow, look at my last paycheck. That means I don't need a man anymore because you've simplified the contribution to.
I'm going
to
tell you, those bitches cry at night. Okay.
They do. That's what I'm saying.
They cry.
I'm those bitches.
And I know they do. And I'm like, because I have friends. I have a lot of like female friends that I fucking, we're just female friends. And I know that they have this struggle, right? And I'm like, dude, you've been lied to. Like, you got to change. You can't just think of men as a resource pool for you.
these are whole human beings that you're interested in only one facet of their life. And so it's just the utility of man that wants to be exported from men. You see a lot of that here in the city, right? You see that in the women in this age range where they should be the Beckys of the world, to figure out how do I get married, and a lot of the Black women are like, how do I get rich,
right?
And so those are two different objectives.
And so you just,
I don't know how, because all women are attracted to resources. Like,
No. I'm talking about the Beckys are not trying to figure out how they're going to. I'm not saying that women should not do whatever they want to do. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that if you're not focused on partnering at certain points in your life, women will run out of. Oh. Well, it'll be more complicated for you later. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that there's a lot of that happening with women right now in the city. And I'm from out of town, dude. Been here 4 years now, and I can just see it's a different thing. Because they have their money and their businesses and stuff like that, but they don't have relationships, and that makes them sad. It's not going to be good for our people. And that is what I'm talking about. And that's what I'm about, is how do I be better our people? And I don't think that's good when women have chosen to not see men for partners, but just resources that they can use for occasionally.
So when I lived in Atlanta, because I lived in Atlanta for some time in my late 20s, and it was the loneliest time in my life. Like, because I realized there are just a couple different types of men in Atlanta. You have the heterosexual bum ass nigga who's looking to come live at your house. Then you have the heterosexual guy who has his whole shit together, but then he has a choice out of 20 to 30 different women. You got to compete with, and then you have the gay men, and then all these other little people in between. But so as a woman, you're getting your own money. I think that Black men sometimes have a misconception of exactly what Black women want. Like, some Black women just, I want somebody to take care of me and I want to keep my money. A lot of people do have that attitude. They'll say that, right? But they really don't live their lives like that, because 9 times out of 10, they could be taking care of a nigga somewhere.
Yep.
But we want a partner. I would want a partner, not just somebody that I'm running through the check, So white women, they are raised and they practice hypergamy, but for whatever reason, for Black women, we don't have that option.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
So hypergamy means you fuck up, not down, basically.
Right. Okay, that's what hypergamy is.
Okay.
Some of us would say men are naturally polyamorous. Some would say women are naturally hypergamous, and meaning that men want to fuck around, spread their seed as far and wide. Women, they want to fuck as high a status male as possible.
Next.
And so that is, and whatever they can get their hands on, whenever they can, that's who they want to be with, is the highest status man. And why is that? Because I can create, cum 20 times in a day, where I used to be able to, probably can't do it anymore. but women can't make 20 babies in a day.
Right.
You can't. You won't be able to make 20 babies in this world. So you have to make choices around where you put your womb. You want to align your womb to the highest value male that can help your child the best chances of success in this world. And that's all it is. And I'm not mad about hypergamy, and I'm not mad about...
I think more women, based on what you're... Like, I know what hypergamy is, and more women need to practice hypergamy, because we set the standards.
Right, more men would be successful.
Exactly, and children would be taken care of. We wouldn't be having just having a baby for anybody.
I can't even argue with your description of the categories of men. That's a good roundabout way of saying it. Those couch lovers, they go from one couch to another couch, right? Because rent is high,
And dick is free. That was so good, Nathan. Peace. Thank you for joining us. And we'd love to have you back.
One more thing on your cheating card. Black men don't cheat.
Bye, nigga.
So he didn't really cheat. I mean, he didn't really talk about cheating maybe in another relationship, but he spoke about how he was married for 10 years or so, right?
Yeah.
So...
I mean, that count is, he was still married, so that means he was cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
And he basically said, because the relationship was over, even though the paperwork wasn't done.
Right.
The relationship was over, and that's how he gave himself permission to cheat.
Right. Do you think that holds value? Like, I guess that makes sense. I mean, she probably ain't give a fuck no more either. And if neither party is in it, then.
Yeah, and especially if your man ain't been at home for 2 months.
Right. That's not your man. He belongs to the streets.
Exactly. Wherever he at.
But out of the two guys we've heard so far, if I had to fuck with one of them, it would be corporate, bruh. I think, all right, listen, I would fuck with the corporate nigga, and then old boy would be my side nigga.
Shame. I don't want no parts of that.
No, I'm joking.
Street nigga, man.
Street niggas are fun.
I know, but if I was a 24-year-old fun girl, hell yeah. I'm there. And I don't give a shit about your responsibilities at home. I'm running the checkup and damn VIP.
Like, my favorite is a corporate street nigga.
Yes, I love hood niggas that made it.
Oh, my God.
They just treat you so favorite. Nice. They treat you so nice. And even if they did, like, maybe 3 years in prison also. Just three now. A little bit more than that, they kind of need therapy.
But we all need therapy.
Hood now. Niggas who come home with the plan. And, yeah, I like hood niggas
me
that
too.
Made it.
Me too. Those are my favorite kind. But they like to smoke weed, too. They're not too stuffy. But they're not, like, they still want to get up and go work the next day. It's great for me.
So what do you think about our... I'm calling him high value. What do you think about him? In his situation.
I don't know why I'm receiving bitter. A little tart. Just a little, maybe a little jaded, perhaps.
Oh,
no. I was receiving that in the spirit for some reason. I don't know.
I didn't get that. I thought he was a responsible man. You know what I'm saying? He's single, so now he's doing what he want to do. And he said he's the super hoe now.
Yeah,
as long as you don't got other people's feelings involved.
Right, that's fair. But can you really be a super hoe and nobody's feelings are involved?
I guess it depends on how you dealing with them, how you fucking them. So that kind of leads us to the next conversation. Listen up.
Hi, this is AJ and Tam Bam from We Talk Back. Thank you so much for participating in this experiment with dicks.
Experiment with these niggas.
Right. So we want to ask you just like some questions about you, your relationship with your dick and others.
Okay.
So, all right. So first, just tell us a little bit about yourself, Ezra.
Well, I'm an executive at my company and I graduated college, kind of moved around. I lived out west and I live on the, on the East Coast now. So I'm a black gay male. So I've been in relationships with females and with guys, so I'm a little bit diverse in my dating population.
Which do you prefer?
Guys, for sure.
Me too.
Yeah.
Have you had it?
Yes, it's my personal favorite.
Definitely need more of that.
So we're just going to ask you like a series of questions. The first one, all right, first, obviously.
When was his last... serious relationship? Are you currently in a relationship?
I'm not currently in a relationship. I just got out of a situationship yesterday. So congratulations to me for that.
Yay! New year, new me.
2021. I don't know these other.
Middle finger to my old life.
You know, before that, it was like 3 years ago, and that's the last person I was with a couple years ago.
So, question: have you ever cheated?
Yeah. I've cheated and been cheated on, so I know both sides.
Okay, facts. Joint. I've never cheated. I'm innocent, but when you decided to cheat, how did you give yourself permission to do that? Like, what was the thought that was like, you know what, I'm about to go do this?
For me, I was kind of like the provider in that relationship. You know, I was taking care of all the bills. I was like providing the house to stay in. I paid for two cars. Like, I had a lot of shit that I'm taking care of. As a man, take care of another man. So that shit gets real old real quick. And then when it came down time to, like, you know, I'm coming home from work, or I had to work like an hour and a half from where I live. So I'm coming home from work. You don't have like shit together. You don't have like the house in order. You ain't cooked nothing. Like, you, what value are you adding to my life? So when I'd be at work, you know, and people showing me love and attention and affection, and like, you know, I'm at a place at work where people are like spending on me, and that feels good. So I was like, I want to do that. And then I ended up like fucking with a guy in the city that I was working in, just because shit, I like nice stuff too.
So you basically,
I like to be taken care of.
Yeah. So because I've been in a situation like that before, and it does kind of put you, and I'm a woman, heterosexual, and I was in a relationship with a man at the time, and he wasn't doing much. I understand that. So if you wear the pants, you think you can just go cheat?
I don't think necessarily that you can go cheat. I think that if you're not, if something's not being satisfied in your life, like, now I've been through like therapy and shit. So I would know to like talk about it and right. say like be more vocal and say like, yo, this isn't working for me because 1, 2, 3, and 4 versus like just being upset about it coming home and like flipping out. And then when I get the chance to get what I want, getting it elsewhere. Like I could have just talked about it because the sex at home was good as fuck. Like we had really good sex. Like every time we did hook up, like that's part of the reason why I stayed is
sexually was good.
But with everything else, I just wasn't getting the full picture. So I just got that from somebody else who could give it to me.
So it was just about the stuff that made you step out. It wasn't sex. It was material things that was missing from your relationship.
I can't say like material shit because I'm not the kind of person that needs material things as much. It was more so the level of affection and like hustle. Like that was an attractive trait to me and I was losing that attraction for my partner. So I found it in somebody else who was hustling on their grind and, you know, that was attractive to me and I was able to get that versus at home. I'm coming home and your lazy ass been sitting at the house all day. Like, you know, you like, we ain't got no kids. How you acting like a stay-at-home mom?
But you never had. So through therapy after the situation, you learned how to then communicate your feelings better. So then at that time, you didn't communicate to the person you were with how you felt and how they weren't meeting whatever expectations you had for them. You didn't communicate that. You just went out and slept with somebody else to complete your happiness?
I mean, we had some conversation. Like, I would express my frustrations in general about, like, the fact that you're not on your shit. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, like, well, you know, I can be kind of an asshole sometimes. So I was like, well, you know, like, somebody gonna make sure I'm straight. And just laugh it off like a little joke. So I kind of was, like, alluding to that. But... it wasn't a joke. Like right. I'm gonna get what I need.
Most
like,
jokes have some truth shit. To it.
They do. Mine definitely packed a big punch because I definitely cheated and got caught.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna get my dick sucked today.
Because you ain't washed the dishes. Come on,
like, you ain't washed the dishes, I'm getting my dick sucked. That's an even trade, right? Like, I feel like that's an even trade. Like, if you ain't done shit for 12 hours, I deserve to do whatever I want to for once.
I feel you.
Did you possess any guilt?
Yeah, I felt bad because I had to come home. You know, I think it wasn't even like I'm out doing.
Yeah, damn. I felt bad because I had to come home.
Like in a fucked up sense, like I just got my dick sucked by some niggas, and now I'm about to come home to you, and you about to kiss me in my face. Like that's kind of fucked up. Like,
well, that's good that you know you possess the guilt because some niggas like sleep peacefully after they got their dick sucked.
Come home and fuck you too.
Right.
Yeah.
With the same dick that ain't even been washed.
Yeah, I did some of that too. And I got that like, you know, when you come home and like you've been out bitching about like how you ain't do nothing all this time, then you come home that one time you have cheated. You come home and then clean the house, cook a meal, like got the whole situation together, and you're like, ugh, and they want to like fuck with you right then, you know, because they've been working up to it. So it's like, dang, I just got my dick, so you gotta be able to get it back up. So it's not ideal.
Yeah. Did you build a relationship with your outside partner, or was it just, you know, like it is what it is, and I see you later. This ain't that, and that ain't this. So don't get too caught up. Or was it like y'all started building an emotional connection, perhaps?
I mean, bruh had a whole girlfriend.
Oh.
So, like, he had his whole own situation. And we both were traveling for work. So, in town, it was like, that was my nigga.
This is going into something else.
So that makes him... All right, so maybe this... tell me if this term is correct. That would make him a trade.
A trade, yes.
Definitely. So, he wasn't openly bisexual to his girl?
Nah, he wasn't open to nobody. Like... at all. We actually met at the hotel. Like, just, we were at the same hotel, and like he was traveling, I was traveling. We was at the bar, and like, you know, I'm aggressive with my shots, so I just was like, "Yo, what's up? You cool? Like, we should hang out." And then we just hung out, and he started like, you know, he had a better job than me. Just in general, he was just a man, you know, who was taking care of business in whatever form that was. So that was attractive to me. That, you know, so we both in town, we would fuck around, and then we go back to our houses, and it is what it is. Like,
that's so fucking scary, man. Shit.
Right. I'm trying to figure out, okay, see, because this is going into something different. I'm trying to figure out and I guess this is not a question for you. We have to find somebody who is a trade, basically. Because I want to understand their thought process when cheating with the same sex.
That's a different episode.
Well, not
I can definitely hook you up for the next episode.
Please.
Yes.
Nigga. Please.
The like, train episode. Like,
no, the train is real.
Yes.
Okay. And they not who you think they are.
I already know.
I already know. I already know. Yeah, because everybody likes to think like light skin, green eye is the gay guy. No.
The train is Omar from from fucking The Wire.
Or the nigga riding around here with the donk.
This dude right here, I'm talking about 6'2", brown skin, muscles, like he on his stuff. Like, you know, every girl I know would want to talk to him.
Interesting.
What, do you think you were a different person in the affair to the outside partner? Like, were you the same at home with this person, or did you display a different side of yourself to him? Like, were you more the submissive with the trait?
I mean, not really, because at the same time, like, the trade, the thing about them is they usually want you to be, like, the man when it comes to, like, the bedroom stuff. Like,
they really?
On, like, in the, yeah, in the city, like, around town, they giving off, like, oh, I'm the man. But when they get in that bedroom,
they're
letting them down. Like, they turn into a whole lady. So, you know, that's the thing. So, I was running it either way sexually. But when it came to, like, when we went out to dinner or something like that, he's running that. Or, you know, so it's like he was the dude out, quote unquote. To do in the streets, but at the hotel room, he was the girl.
Interesting.
See, yeah. I'm gonna say it here for everybody to know. I would kill my nigga if I found out that he was getting fucked.
You'd feel better if he was doing the fucking.
Yes,
really.
To a woman.
Oh,
either way, I'm mad. Yeah. It's a nigga and not another woman, but. To add insult to injury, not only are you fucking with another nigga, but you're also getting fucked.
Yeah, it's crazy. We don't talk anymore because the way I got caught cheating is that nigga gave me the STD. So
wait. All right,
gave you an STD?
The trade gave me an STD.
Did you pass it on to your partner at home?
I did.
Damn. And that's how you got caught?
That's how I got caught.
And what was like the conversation that day? Hey, my dick is burning a little bit. What's your dick feeling like?
But I didn't say nothing at first. I woke up and I was like, this ain't right. I went ahead and went to the urgent care, you know, got checked out, and they told me I had gonorrhea. I was like, fuck, because I knew I had just, like, fucked with my main, like, like the dude that was living with me. So I knew I had just had sex with him. I was like, dang, that means he probably got it. So I got to tell him. And I low-key was scheming on, like, if I was going to just, like, get extra pills and just, like, put them in a smoothie or something. So I didn't want to have that. I was scheming. I was like, oh.
That's shit. How niggas do with Plan Bs, probably.
Right. You want another mimosa?
Right.
I'm gonna make that. I think I swallowed a piece of ice just now.
Yeah, stop babysitting that drink. Drink that shit, bitch. Hurry. 72 hours.
Right. We got one more hour before I'm a daddy.
Right, you know, but then the doctor told me how to get like a shot too, and I'm like, dang, I can't put no shot.
Me hitting that nigga from the back and stab him in the butt right quick.
Ow! Yeah, it's like, going deep, bad, baby.
Yeah. So instead, I just like accused him of cheating on me.
Wow.
I was on the most fucking nigga shit you ever seen.
Toxic as fuck.
Fuck boy.
Yeah, that was fuck boy behavior. And then
fuck boy shit.
He probably got it from his bitch who was getting some dick on the side too.
Yeah. I actually did tell him, but he, like, after that, he just ghosted. Like, he just went away. I was like, you gonna give me something? Leave me alone? Fucking creep.
Right.
But, yeah.
That made me feel like he knew he had something.
Right.
He knew it. I really feel like he knew it. But I mean, at the same time, like, I did appreciate the great sex for that time, for that, like, time frame. So, I mean, the price you pay for being a hoe.
Yes. No more. All right, I just have one bit of advice. No more outside dick.
No more outside dick.
Hey, look, because that outside dick keep them whole sick.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Back to the streets.
Man, we definitely have to have him back on.
Woo!
For a trade show.
The trade. I can't wait to talk about the trade. Because that's a whole nother ball game, baby.
Girl, I'm scared of these niggas.
I am scared of the trade.
That was very interesting. So basically, he said that the person they had bomb sex at home, but this person wasn't doing anything. So this person wasn't bringing me resources to the pot. So I'm the man in the house. I'm financing your entire life. I deserve to cheat.
So
what's his attitude?
Right. And the moral is nobody, woman or man, wants lazy dick. Get up. Do something with yourself. Nobody wants it. Gay, straight, woman, nobody wants it.
So wait, I wonder if society would say, oh, his standard's too high. How they do us.
Right. Exactly.
How you do black women. Our standard's too high because we want you to meet us halfway.
I don't want my man to also enjoy dick. Like, I don't.
Yeah, and I'm not opposed. Like, I have gay friends. I hate to say it like that. How white people be like, I have black friends.
Right.
But I have gay friends. But I have gay friends. They're not straddling the fence.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So if that's what you like, you need to, at some point, man, you got to come out the closet.
Own it.
Because there are women out here who are okay with that shit.
Right.
Like, it's not a problem. You can do both. And y'all can all do it together in like a little bi, little sequel type shit.
Right, whatever you want to do.
But yeah. Don't be deceitful, man.
So let me tell you, I'm going to tell y'all a little secret that I do. When I'm like getting to know a man and before we fuck, like I'll put on a movie with a gay scene in it. And then we'll just be chilling. And then when the gay scene comes on, when it's good into it, I grab his dick. Just to see if it's hard, because if it's hard, baby, sending you back to the streets, boo boo.
That's terrible.
Why is that terrible?
I don't know. Because I feel like, is there a correlation? Like, okay, so it's a sexual act going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So should the man penis not get hard at all
for two niggas fucking? No,
I don't know, man.
So you, if your man,
I heard Pornhub. Said there's a lot of gay porn being watched.
So guys, honestly, are y'all getting a hard on during gay scenes with men? If you are, then you need to explore that.
But they may not necessarily like a man, but maybe they're aroused by that.
Explore that.
Because I don't like women, but I like orgy sex. I like to watch orgy porn with everybody fucking and touching and spitting and sucking. I like all that shit.
But you don't want, you might want to explore that.
No, I don't. I like a lot of dick. Not like at one time.
You said it right. I like woman on woman porn. I don't usually watch porn with men in it, but.
You just watch lesbian porn?
That's it. I don't really watch porn though. Oh. I'm more of an imagination.
I haven't watched porn in a while.
I only discovered porn in 2017.
Really?
Yeah. I always use my imagination. That's it.
So if you're in a relationship and masturbating and then having a thought about a scene that you've done with somebody else, is that cheating?
In a relationship, if I'm masturbating, I think about him.
Oh, okay. You're not thinking about somebody else.
No, really. I think about like past sexual experiences and usually...
With that person.
It's with the nigga that I'm dealing with at the time.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah,
that's how it goes.
I don't know. I watched the porn.
Yeah, it's cool. You watch the porn a lot. Who's your favorite porn bitch?
A female?
Oh, I forgot. You don't like girls.
I don't even know like who's the popping porn guys now. Like, I don't know.
You're not into it, like
not. I used to like Mr. Marcus. A lot of years ago.
That's old school, right?
Yes, now. But then one day he was like fucking a bitch in the kitchen on a scene and he had like this dent in his balls and it turned me off. And from that point on, I did not like Mr. Marcus. He had like a little dent in his balls. I'm like,
AJ does not like dinty balls.
Like, it's like almost the equivalent to like how men like talk shit about women who have like longer labias or whatever. That's the equivalent. Like, your dick is ran through. Why your balls look like that?
Your dick is ran through?
Yeah.
Your balls beat up? You got them beat up balls, girl. I can't do it.
And then, you know, he be ashy down there like,
Yeah, that's not cute.
Then I remember, I don't know if it was him. Oh, what was the other guy's name? Now, I used to like to see this dude fuck. Not Byron.
I forgot.
So this nigga be giving you back rubs while he got the dick in you. Like, how you rubbing the damn porn bitch? You giving her a back massage with the dick.
It's for the entertainment purposes. For
girl.
Watching. But men, that sounds really good. So try that with your lady tonight. You're welcome, ladies. So what did we learn today?
I don't feel like I learned shit.
Me neither, man.
It's I feel like we need to interview shit. Some more people.
I don't think we're going to learn anything different. These niggas just going, these men.
We should also do women to see why women.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk to
I don't want this to be one-sided. I don't want men to feel like this is like a man bash podcast, because it's not.
No, it's not.
Because we be on some bullshit, too. There's such thing as a fuck girl.
Right, and we just wanted to hear men's truth, you know? And I feel like we got to receive that today just to mm-hmm. based upon the voice derecognition.
So, women, if there are any ladies who would like to participate, again, send us an email, or you can hit us up on Instagram. Our Instagram is We Talk Back Podcast. So it's at We Talk Back Podcast. Or you can email us and let us know you want to participate at WeTalkBackPOD@gmail.com. And we would much appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking some real shit on this show. We have like so many different segments that we've created. There's going to be so much fun for y'all to participate with us. What's some of the segments that we got, AJ?
One of my favorites, dumb bitch stories.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we want to hear your dumb bitch stories. You know, not necessarily just, you know, trying to play you calling you a dumb bitch, but, you know, it gives us the opportunity to maybe coach you a little bit. Facts. I like to think of myself as a whole coach.
And it also gives us an opportunity to laugh at your ass. No. Yes, it do. Like, if we can't laugh at our own shit, what can we laugh at? All of us have been a dumb bitch before.
Yes.
Because I remember crying in my eclipse, bitch. That shit was no fun. That shit was different.
That's your old life.
Yeah. I had to level up. But them tears in the eclipse didn't have no AC. I used to ride with the top down, but I remember it was raining, so I didn't have no AC, and I rolled the windows up in the summertime. Bitch, I almost died on 77. That motherfucker got steamed out. And I called the same nigga that was cheating on me. He's like, I can't see. Driving down 77, and he was just like,
you said the same nigga that was cheating on you.
And he was just like, bitch, let me know when you make it home safe. Like, he didn't have
damn.
That.
Damn.
I know.
Man, women, do not be out here using your vagina on someone that you cannot depend on. That's our dumb bitch advice for today.
Facts.
Okay? Along with dumb bitch stories, we're doing dumb bitch advice.
I get to be the first dumb bitch the motherfucking show? God damn, I did sign
2021. That's an old dumb bitch story, though. You ain't that dumb bitch.
That was
a
long time ago.
We making new dumb bitch memories now. We talking to any women out here right now who has a quarter tank of gas, ball tires, oil change light on.
And you calling your brother.
And you riding to this nigga house in those conditions.
Right. And then when you need help, your brother come out to help you instead of the nigga you fucking.
And you getting a whole attitude because your brother won't come.
Right. Don't be her.
Reevaluate your vagina, ma'am.
So that's going to be a real fun segment. Ask a Black Friend. This is an opportunity for you non-Black people to call in or email us and ask questions to us that you wouldn't normally ask the Black people who exist around you. Or maybe you don't even have any Black people around you and you're in Wyoming or some shit like that. And you want to ask some Black people about some shit.
Yeah, anything. Like, why do we use lorries?
So that's Ask a Black Friend. Call up. Ask us anything. Email us. Ask us any question. It'll save you from getting your ass beat in your own community or going viral for some dumb shit. And now you out here in the airport screaming, talking about, I love all of y'all. You saw that white man?
Yes. All right, y'all. So if y'all like this conversation today, mm-hmm. you can follow us on Instagram right now. We Talk Back Podcast at We Talk Back Podcast, and we'd also like to hear y'all stories, so email us at We Talk Back ent@gmail.com.
Thanks.
And what's your social media, Tam?
I'm Official Tam Bam on Instagram, so y'all follow me there. I'll be posting nudes.
Sorry. Get that money, honey. Might as well do an OnlyFans. Right? And I'm AJ. You can hit me up at AJ Holiday 2.0.
All right.
And we out.
Bye.